Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three serious adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. Today's episode is very, very serious in order to make up for last week's episode, which was the fartiest episode.
Stupid and dumb.
Stupid, dumb, and farty episode. We apologize. And it has come to our attention from our team. And by our team, I mean my wife and most of our friends who said, wow, last week's episode was...
A lot of farts
in last week's episode, huh?
It's come to our attention by the few people in our lives that listen to the podcast that we are annoying and we want to apologize and be extremely serious this week.
So buckle up, every buckle you have, safety first.
Hands and feet inside the vehicle, podcast vehicle at all times.
Why
do they say feet?
Because that's just as valuable as your hands? What the hell are you talking
about?
Well,
I'm just like, when people are on a roller coaster, they're like hands and feet inside the roller coaster at all times. It's like, who's sticking their foot out?
People are crazy, bro.
Totally. Hands and feet inside the podcast vehicles at all times. And hit it, Grant.
Mom said. Welcome back to another episode. Mom said.
I am feeling an emotional hangover from last week's episode.
We do need
to. I'm feeling embarrassed.
Yeah, we need to come on here and apologize for the amount of times that we talked about farts.
It was too much farts.
And so we want you guys to know that today's episode, in order to counteract that, is going to be so serious.
Yeah, we're going to be serious the whole time.
We're going to be serious the whole time. The whole 45 minutes to 1 hour, whatever we feel like doing.
Whenever we run out of stuff to say. And who knows when that will be when we start to talk about serious stuff.
We might go longer. But for now, Al, if you'd like to apologize, I'll underscore you. In the arms of an angel,
fly away from here. Mom said, listeners, from this dark garden, you mean the world to us. And we know you've stuck by us for a lot of really crappy things.
Careful, that sounds like farts. Careful, don't say crappy. You are
pulled from the wreckage. It's just shitty that...
Ow. Stay focused. Try to keep it not gastro, okay? I'll start again.
You are
pulled
from the wreckage. You are the wind of the
silent. It's like you're doing it on purpose. I need you to stay focused, okay? This is a serious episode.
Silent reverie. The wind beneath our wings. You're in the arms of the gas in our tank. Fact that you listen, and for that we're sorry. You know, that really sounds like a hymn.
That's because every time I play it sounds
like a hymn. Someone said something this morning on TikTok about Harry Styles making mega church music.
Yeah, it is like...
It's so like...
We are gathered here today. If you slow it down a little bit...
It's giving Hillsong. It's giving that era where Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber were involved in Hillsong.
Dude, we went to...
Do you remember when she was like, Spirit lead me where Selena Gomez sang Spirit Lead Me Where My Trust Is Without Borders.
I'm looking it up. Is the claim that you're making that she's the original singer of Spirit Lead Me?
No, she covered it.
Oh my gosh. When?
Selena Gomez.
Hold on. Let me do Selena Gomez doing Spirit Lead Me. Hold on.
Spirit. Hi. Hi, guys. Well, I just think
Spiritly.
Okay, wait.
I can't do her singing it. But I really went and tried. And it was enough to make Grant smirk, which made me happy.
Here's a Facebook link.
Oh, good. Glad we found a Facebook link of Selena Gomez singing posting, a worship song.
Oceans, Hillsong Church, Spirit Lead Me Where My Trust Is Without Borders. So beautifully written. Have a great morning, everyone.
I will say that melody slaps.
It's beautiful.
Put it closer.
That's Selena.
She does have the right voice for that. The audience will not be able to hear that because Allie's so excited about her new iPhone Air, but it only has one speaker, so it didn't pump out enough sound for the audience to be able to hear it.
Where does the sound come out, Grant?
Out of the speaker.
I think it's just the bottom.
Stop. We said we would stop talking about farts.
Wow.
Wait, no, I'm dead ass though. Like, what? Oh, no, there's a speaker on the back of it right here.
Mm-mm. No, that's not a speaker.
Is the iPhone Air a bad iPhone? I thought it was chic.
No, it is. It's
no,
not
it's good.
Bad.
It's fine. I'm just teasing you.
You're just going to have some drawbacks with a phone that thing.
Yeah. Give me this phone real quick. Can I see it? Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm using that.
No, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Links. We can't have you be looking up Facebook links on the podcast.
What's with. I know this is a obvious played out thing, but I just had a out of body experience the other day browsing through social media. What's with the fact that once you get famous enough, you have to try to make music?
Oh,
why does everyone do that? Is it like more lucrative? Like you make more money as a musician than like as an act? Like,
I genuinely think everybody's secret dream is to be a musician.
Okay. Like,
and when you have all the doors in front of you open,
I do think though, it allows you to make a product that you don't have to be in the physical space. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, yes. Yes. To Allie's point.
I genuinely
also
think everybody's secret dream is to be a pop star.
100%. Like every influencer, once they hit a million, they're like, check out my new song.
Yes, I do. Okay, so some of that, yes. Like, I think for like a famous person.
Fun.
Like, you can make money and have fun in a product that doesn't require you to be on set or something. Like, you could sell it, you could get it placed, you could whatever. It's also worth the shot because it's a light lift.
I'm just kind of like, if the world was my oyster, I knew everybody in the world already loves me. I have all the money in the world. I have all the contacts in the entertainment industry. I'm already famous, already whatever. I would be like, it's and then I'd record an album.
Would you do, speaking of, it's time. I had to put it in a different key because I can't do the whistle tones. Would you go holiday?
Oh my
God. I do think Ariana Grande, I do think Ariana Grande had, she with Santa Tell Me, done he really care?
Dude, every single song. Okay, I'm not even like an Ariana stan. I think she's amazing. Every single song this woman puts out is a certified BOP, bro.
An absolute
An absolute borp.
I was going to say, though, she, with that song, she sort of, to me, that was like a warning shot to Mariah to say, hey, look, I want you to know that I know that you're in charge of Christmas, but I want you to know that I could take over Christmas.
I'm absolutely nipping at your heels, my girl.
If I chose to put out a full-on Christmas album of all originals, I would take over.
She could.
Dude, Santa Tell Me hits.
Santa Tell Me, dare I say, slaps. Boom, boom, bum, 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 bum. And it gets me in the Christmas spirit. You know what Ariana should do? An Easter album.
Why is no one doing Easter?
Gap in the market.
We're doing the beginning of the story.
That brings us back to hymns.
Yeah, we're doing hymns. Oh, you're right.
Hymns is the
Easter
album.
They are doing Easter albums.
Stephen Curtis Chapman. Is there a song about someone? Is there a song about Jesus dying on the cross?
All of them, bro.
Right. So that's the Easter albums.
All of them.
He came from heaven to earth to show the way.
Okay.
My heart is racing.
Okay.
My heart is
that's
racing.
That's Easter shit, though, for real.
That is Easter. There is we are missing a sort of secular Easter, though. What's secular Easter?
It would be like the bunny.
It would be bunny songs.
Egg.
Egg. Come on. Off to a good start with podcast.
This is a songwriting podcast.
Yeah. You're right. I thought it was a STEM podcast. Egg. Okay. You want egg? What does that even mean?
I'm just saying that's what Easter's all about.
And you want it to feel like a hymn or?
No, I want it to feel like a Christmas song. Like I want it to feel joyous, like Ariana wrote it.
Springtime, I'm walking with my friends. It's that time of year where the Easter bunny's coming around again. Springtime, I can't believe it's here. Every year I wait for it. Egg Day, Easter Sunday. On a sandwich the next day, the day after Egg Day.
It's Egg Day.
Gather your friends and your family, cause it's Egg Day.
Did we dye eggs growing up? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did at Mom's house.
Yeah.
We did, but that wasn't like a normal, that was like if we were in Ohio. Anyway.
I think we dyed eggs.
We are coming up on Easter, huh? But this episode is before that.
It's Egg Day.
You were kind of vibing on it's Egg Day.
Well, eggs are one of my favorite foods, one of my most important foods.
Before we started, you said, and by the way, I'm glad that we're keeping things serious this episode.
Wow.
Very glad we're keeping things a little grounded. We're keeping things a little Selena Gomez singing hymns. It's really, can we call those hymns now, those Hillsong songs?
They're not hymns.
I know, but can we call them hymns now?
Because they're old enough?
Is it like, you know how a classic car, you know how a car becomes classic if it's more like, legally a car becomes classic if it's more than 25 years old?
Or like the bags we got from Justice Just for Girls when we were kids are now vintage.
Right. Right. So does a religious song at a certain age become a hymn?
Vintage.
Right. What is a hymn? What is a hymn but a vintage worship song? What is a hymn but a vintage worship song?
Totally. Did you know that they're doing an event or perhaps something filmed, but at least some promo?
What a fucking nothing segue. What a nothing segue into whatever you're about to say. Did you know that they're doing a thing that's perhaps even filmed? I don't know what it is. Maybe some promo.
All I know is that
what a nothing.
All I know is that there's merchandise.
Okay.
For the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but, I'm excited.
Sorry. How is that possible when I'm only 22?
No, agree. How has it been 20 years since Hannah Montana when I still can't legally drink?
Honest to God, how has it been 20 years since Hannah Montana since it came out when I was 15 and I'm but 18?
How can it be 20 years from Hannah Montana since I'm still in high school?
I just recently graduated. Swear to God, I just graduated college.
Does it feel that way to you?
It feels like everyone's like, okay, so I'm having a work thing.
I'm just waiting for, yes, I'm waiting for Allie to actually say anything. She just talked for 2 minutes and all she said was 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana. That was really all we got out of that.
Well, something I noticed is that on TikTok, there's a pop-up at The Grove.
For Hannah Montana?
For Hannah Montana 20th anniversary.
For people who don't live in LA, what's The Grove?
It's an outdoor mall that everything happens at. It's the town square of Los Angeles.
That's so crazy, bro.
But
that's
is it
so
not?
Crazy, bro.
Is it not?
The Grove is the town square of Los Angeles.
I went to an Andy Grammer concert free in the town square of Los Angeles, i.e. the Grove.
Wherever Andy Grammer is performing for free, that's your town center.
If there's ever been a performance for free by Andy Grammer or even paid, that's the center of your town.
That's the center of your town.
Oakland University for us growing up.
Yeah.
He did a concert there.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And I'm about to turn it on Grant, too, in a second.
I digress. They did a pop-up where they're selling some sort of merchandise, and they have these popsicles. Popsicles.
What the hell is going on?
I actually think there's something wrong with me. This is not a joke. I actually think there's something wrong with me. I think I'm over... I don't know. I think I'm stressed. I've been a little stressed.
Okay. Since you've been stressed
these days.
Here we go. Why don't we take a quick second before we come back to Hannah Montana, and let me walk you and the Adoids through a little bit of relaxation.
Okay.
Just for a quick moment.
And then we can talk about Hannah Montana again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in. Let it out. Another deep breath in. Let it out. Think of a thing that is bright and warm. Put it in the center of your brain. Stare at it, not too close. Not like how the president stares at the sun. Sorry to bring him into this.
God.
Get the president out of your head. I'm so sorry, get the president out of your head. Take a deep breath in. One more deep breath in, let it out, and back to that warm bit of bright light. It's not too bright, it's just right. Let it fill your chest. Take a deep breath in, and that breath hugs that warm light, and breathe out. Sorry to bring the president into this.
Why did you say president?
Sorry. Okay, so Hannah Montana 20th anniversary. Did that help a little bit, Grant? Was that nice?
It helped, except you kept mentioning.
No, I understand.
What if
20th anniversary? There go.
Well, I want you to get to your thing, but what if I gave you guys a button that put the camera on you, and then you would be constantly fighting over the camera, and it would look terrible.
That would be so.
If we
awesome.
Each had our own turn the camera on me button.
Like today, I would keep it off me, to be honest.
Damn.
So maybe this is a bad idea.
What's up, Gabe Cam? Are there any girls in Gabe Cam?
No.
Dude, this is a slop
there's
episode.
No
we
way.
Are just,
there's no way there's any girls in Gabe Cam.
Absolute.
Well,
checking
it's
in.
Okay
we haven't seen
it's
each
slop.
Other in a couple
well,
weeks.
It's okay that I saw
I'm not
you
saying
yesterday.
In a bad way.
I saw you yesterday.
I understand, but I'm saying we haven't like had a sit down podcast chit chat in a couple weeks.
Are you considering this the crux of our relationship and not the times where we're chatting unrecorded?
Totally. Okay, so Hannah Montana 20th anniversary. What I was going to ask, Grant, is that we, Allie and I, are just graduated from college, but also we're in our early mid-30s. Early 30s.
Early 30s for me, thank you.
Headed
31.
Headed towards mid for me, 34 this year. I'll be 34 this year.
Oh my God, that gave me a chill.
You'll be 32 this year.
I'll be 32 this year.
Anyway. Grant, are you starting to see like 20th anniversary shit of stuff you grew up on or not yet because you're still so lean and mean and feeling green?
And just graduated college, truly.
Right. No, that Hannah Montana was the first thing I've seen of that.
That started to squeak into your...
That felt like that applied to you as well.
And I'm not clocking this because I don't give a fuck, to be honest.
No, I get it, but... I get it, but if you just imagined yourself giving a fuck for 1 second...
Yeah.
It would be odd to you that it's been 20 years since Hannah Montana, or does that feel right?
It doesn't feel weird to me, because I know that shit was popping in like 2005, you know? It doesn't hit me that hard,
that shit
to be
was
honest.
Popping in 2005.
That shit was popping in 2005.
Okay.
I'm sure something
I think
will,
part of
but...
it, too, is like Hannah Montana for millennial women. And also, there's so much nostalgia shit. Like I was about to say, Lizzie McGuire's back. Hilary Duff is touring again.
Dude. Hillary Duff's comeback right now, I was just talking about this on a call with somebody. Hillary Duff's comeback is so dialed. It's so perfect.
My queen is giving the exact energy she was giving 20 years ago, but older. It's awesome.
It's beat for beat,
Perfect. It's a perfect comeback.
You know what I have to bring up?
What?
Is Ozempic DiCaprio is looking amazing.
Bro. Oh, I haven't seen Zempy DiCaps.
Amazing.
Can I say the Ozempic thing?
Zempy DiCaps. Zempy DiCaps. Welcome to the world, Mr. Zempy DiCaps. Not sure you needed it, but Zempy DiCaps, we're so thankful that you're Zempy and you're Zempy DiCaps.
Cosmetic surgery is getting so good, plus the Zempy, plus all the damn peptides are on, et cetera, et cetera. If you look at a picture of DiCaprio from 2 years ago versus him at the Grammys or whatever, he looks so good at
the Grammys. It's crazy. All these people's insides are going to be just
absolutely soup.
Just this is the thing.
It's like open it up and it's just going to be bones and mush.
I'm noticing for some people who... I'm not judging anyone.
Cool.
I'm noticing for some people who go on Ozempic and don't do the work of like building up muscle and eating healthy, it's really scary looking.
For sure, yeah.
And it's kind of like this, everybody go on Ozempic, everybody gets skinny, no matter what the deal is. And I saw a TikTok, another TikTok I'm mentioning. Can you tell I only work right now and don't watch TikTok? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw another TikTok of a girl being like, when I get worried about my body image, I start to think of myself as a dog breed. And she's like, if I'm a corgi and I want to be as skinny as a greyhound, I know that if I get to become a skinny corgi, I'm not going to look like a greyhound. I'm going to look like a scary corgi.
You're going to look like a weird corgi.
And I was like, that's such a good way of describing like different body types.
Yeah, that women are like dog breeds. Is that what you're trying to say, bro?
Women are dogs. But point being,
that's a tough one.
Some corgis are getting skinny and it's a little scary.
No, totally.
And I just want to remind everyone listening that you are genuinely beautiful the way you are and that your health matters a lot more than how you look.
And similar, yes. There is an awareness in all categories of life. There's an awareness of what you actually are and who you actually are. It's like, you know how some friends like have a bunch of tattoos and you're like, you're not a tattoos person.
Right.
Me. You look crazy.
I would look crazy with a bunch of tattoos.
Yes.
I'm kind of vanilla.
No, you're not vanilla.
I'm just a different thing.
You are a different thing than that.
I'm just a wiener dog.
And this is true in every category. Like, you know how even somebody has like, they have a pair of sunglasses that looks insane on them.
Right.
Like just like things that like don't match who you are. They feel inauthentic. And that's an interesting way to look at it. I don't think... outside of the context of this conversation that we're having right now, that the dog breed thing will translate too well.
It's not just about women, quickly, though. It's about everyone.
No, I understand. I was making a joke about making it about women, but the dog breeds thing is very... It genuinely helped my brain.
Yeah.
But it is a tough.
But I do think it's just worth acknowledging, as we see everyone around us get extremely skinny extremely quickly. Like, you... genuinely are the most beautiful when you are being the most you can be. I'm not saying
how they behave and are.
I'm not saying that losing weight is wrong. I'm just saying be the most you can be.
No,
if you try to look like a greyhound, we're all noticing it and it's unsettling.
And don't try to look like a greyhound. Ultimately, do not try to look like a greyhound.
Unless you are a greyhound, in which case
look like a greyhound. So cute. Totally.
You look cute.
Al, can you write a speed haiku about dogs? Dog breeds?
Sure. I have to rehome my dog. Because...
Wait. You can't put this in a speed haiku. Go ahead. Keep going.
He lunged at my niece again. Sad.
I have to rehome my dog because he lunged at my niece again. When did he lunge at your niece?
When mom was babysitting him 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
When I was in Seattle.
He got mad at her.
He got mad at my niece. And she was like, let's put him in boarding. And I'm traveling half the year. And my boy cannot be babysat by anyone but an extremely expensive trainer. And ultimately, I feel as if that's unsustainable. Hemorrhaging money on my sweet boy.
That's a bummer.
He needs a better version of life for himself.
Well, you're a busy travel lady, and he's an anxiety boy.
Yeah, exactly. We're not a good fit. So I'm finding him a better fit of someone who's not a busy travel lady.
Okay, so here's the thing that I'm very excited to talk about today. I have my computer with me, which I don't normally have, but
okay.
I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to intro this. Okay, first we're gonna skip ahead a little bit. We're gonna skip ahead a little bit, and we're gonna do a voice memo.
Okay.
Because
it'll introduce the topic you want to talk about.
Yes, to a certain degree.
Okay.
So we're gonna help a friend first, and then we're gonna take a little look at you. Get it. Here we go. This comes in from our friend Zach.
Hi, Gibbs, Sibs. This is Zach, unofficial lore keeper of the Mom Said Pod, aka spreadsheet guy.
Hi.
I am calling in because of a hypothetical that I really want to be ready for in case it becomes not a hypothetical anymore.
Okay.
There's a project that I've been working on that's coming out in May. I don't want to say too much about it, but I have been told that there's a very real chance that Mayor Mamdani will be coming to the performance.
Oh my God.
My question is, what do I say to him if I meet him? It's not like a sure thing by any means, but also real enough that I really, really want to be prepared just in case it comes to pass. Let me know. Thank you.
First of all, Zach.
We're going to get to this. Let's help Zach with Zach's problem first. And then we're going to get to the lore and the spreadsheet.
I'm so glad you picked this because Zach DM'd us and was like, urgent, urgent voice note coming in. Need you to answer before May.
Great.
And I meant to remind you of that, and I hadn't got the chance to yet, so I'm so glad.
Do you know what Zach should say to Mayor Mamdani?
Sunny.
If you meet the mayor, I recommend, hey, Mr. Mayor, how's your day today? Hey, Mr. Mayor, how's your day? Hey, Mr. Mayor, how's your day today? You were about to say something.
Will you save us, please?
Yes.
I think it's gonna be good for you to go to him and really create a sense of urgency. Walk up to him and say, please,
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 please, please, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, please.
You're the only one. Hey, Mr. Mayor, how you doing today? Hey, Mr. Mayor,
please, please, Mr. Mayor.
Mamdani.
Mamdani, help us. Help us, please.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Have you thought about running for president?
Hey, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for what you're trying to do for the city. Hey, Mr. Mayor.
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 Please,
Mr. Mayor.
Please help us, please. Please, 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 please.
That snow shoveling thing was cool.
That's kind of what we would recommend saying. I think politicians react well when you sort of drop down to your knees and beg and say, you're the only one. If you say
you're
things,
the only one to save us.
If you say things like, you're the only one.
We don't even live in New York.
Mr. Mamdani,
you're the only one to save us, Mr. Mamdani. Sir Mamdani.
Mr. Mamdani, please.
Did you see the old like a Reddit post that surfaced from his wife?
No.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Okay. Here's what I would like.
A huge fear I have in general.
But should we be held accountable for what we said on Reddit when we were 12 or 13?
And not only that, but
oh, I hope not.
I hope to fucking God not. And doesn't sickness and in health also apply to your past?
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Doesn't sickness and in health apply to your past?
When Lauren and I got married,
what's it called?
Yes.
Digital footprint.
Yes. When Lauren and I got married, our vows were: I promise to love you forever and ever, in sickness, in health, and in deep deplatforming because of some stuff we found on your old Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. In sickness and in health, and no matter what your digital footprint brings to light.
Yes, in sickness, in health. No matter what photos of you surface from 2004.
That's scary, you guys.
In sickness and in health, and no matter what leaks from your Google Docs.
Because what I'll say is this. I don't know my own digital footprint. I can't imagine trying to keep track of a man's.
No, totally. And also, you don't know what's going to be...
A man?
And you don't know what's going to be bad in 25 years. And some joke you wrote in an email to somebody 25 years ago going to leak.
You know what's interesting?
Because I do feel like we are confident in knowing what the rules are.
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
But very soon... Our kids are going to look at us and be like, you
I think our kids are
going
to be like, you guys are bigots. Like, I think our kids are going to be like, respect my AI boyfriend.
No, we've talked about this. 100%. We've talked about this. That's where it's headed. That's where it's headed.
And they're going to be like, you were so rude to the AIs when they were first like trouncing to the scene.
I have been very respectful to the AI. I got into a Waymo today, a self-driving car. I got into Waymo and it said, hello, Gabe. And I literally went, hello.
He said, hello.
Hello.
Would you like to hear a song?
Hello, Mr. Waymo.
Hello, Mr. Waymo.
Someone called me. Oh, we're getting to this, but I just want to say I talked about it on, I think I've talked about it online by the time this comes out, but one of my friends texted me the other day and said, what's up, big dog? How are you doing? Da 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 da.
Imagine calling Gabe big dog. Dude, that don't seem right.
I was riding high for 48
Did
hours.
That really make you feel a certain
yes.
way?
Yes.
I can't think of a...
No one's ever called me big dog.
No, big...
No one's ever called me big dog. No one's ever called me a big dog. No one's ever called me a big dog. When he texted me too.
What do you think?
My little thighs out.
What do you think is the nickname you receive most from other men? Bro?
Me? Yeah. Bro? Dude?
Champ, maybe?
I give dude. I give
Who
dude.
Called you big dog?
My friend Nick Bielak. Shout out Nick Bielak. Nick Bielak. Nick Bielak, who I did Book of Mormon with in New York.
Doesn't he own a sandwich company now?
Yes. Apparently he owns multiple restaurants.
Shout out.
Or runs multiple restaurants or is Damn. Involved in multiple restaurants. In,
That's impressive.
I think he's in Winnipeg right
the
now.
The Broadway to owning sandwich
to restaurateur
shop
yeah.
pipeline is strong
anyway,
with this one.
Big dog hit me so hard. It felt so good. Big dog. I've never been big dog. And I said, gee, thanks, bud.
Aw. You said, what's up, my brother?
I said, preesh. Preesh, my friend. And also, how are you, large dog?
And also with you.
And also with you. What's up, big dog? And also with you.
Idiot.
That's like a John Mulaney bit. Big dog, do you get hit with big dog? What do you get hit with? What are your guys?
I don't get big dog. I intentionally try to dish out big dog a lot.
You do?
Because...
Because you know how good it feels?
It feels...
Do you think it would feel
good? Don't interrupt me. It feels... intimate. It feels...
Why? Describe that.
Genuine.
Agree, but describe why does it feel intimate? Because it's a swing?
Because it's the highest... It's the highest quick compliment I could give a fellow brethren.
Yeah. Because... There's yeah okay because
I'm not saying big dog to acquaintance.
That's true.
You can interrupt now.
Permission to speak, sir. Yeah. Do you think it would feel the same? Do you feel this? Think it would feel the same coming from me? Like if I was like, yeah, big dog.
No, hey, because
big
dog. You're,
no, because no. If you say it in a Brooklyn accent, that
hey
you,
big dog.
Yeah, what's up, big dog? That doesn't help. Also,
I
sibling
say that
sibling
what you say is
what I
say. Big dog.
Baby born with tree heads. Must be from Brooklyn. Just us quoting Newsies today. Siblings, no.
Okay. But if I said it to just a man.
Yes.
I say man
but if I said it to just a man.
I said man in a transatlantic. If I said big dog to just a regular man. Perhaps a man at the supermarket. Or a man at the mechanic shop.
Or any
Thank
man.
Thank you for fixing my car, big man. Big dog.
Just any old regular man. If I were to say this to him, you mean to tell me, if I were to say this to a man, he would have feelings.
This latte is delectable, big dog.
Thanks, big dog. Appreciate your service, big dog. There's something so dumb about that. That's like some woman from the Regency era appearing in 2015 and trying to navigate.
Please, you arrived here first. You have the right of way, big dog.
It's so dumb. Anyway, big dog felt good. Because there is something, a sibling saying it to you or someone you know really well saying it to you,
yeah.
You don't believe them. I don't believe that the two of you think I could possibly be a big dog.
Well, when you said big dog earlier, I didn't even know this was the topic of conversation, but you just mentioned big dog and I said,
no, I know. But when a friend who's not that close calls you big dog, there is something where you're like, I believe that you could believe that I'm a big dog.
Totally.
You know that. What it is too, is it's also, it feels good when someone calls you big dog because it is them, it's sort of a mild form of submission to that person.
Oh, it is. You're right. It is a little bit. This is a move I do all the time where
it's
when
like,
there's a
tip
guy
my
who's
hat to you, sir.
Totally. Yeah. When there's a
more
guy who wants to be
nicknames,
alpha.
Yeah.
When there's a guy who wants to be alpha, often I'm very quickly in the room being like, beta. Me beta. You want to be the alpha? Be the alpha. That's one of the
you alpha? Me beta.
Me beta. Big dog.
You alpha?
I'm trying
guess
to signal.
What? Well, guess what? Me beta.
Yeah. There are certain guys who very clearly want to be in charge of the room.
Yeah.
And I,
but you know,
I'm like, you're big dog.
In immediate submission, you're ultimately big dog in the game of life, aren't you?
Bro, that's the big dog chess.
Ah.
Big dog chess is someone who, if you think you're the big dog, you're not the big dog.
That's true. And if you have to ask to be the big dog.
Please.
Please, sir.
Can I be the big dog?
Mr. Mamdani. Mr. Mamdani, can I please be the big dog?
Can I be the big dog?
Can I please?
Can you be the big dog,
okay,
please?
Okay, we have to get to what happened today with Zach's.
This was all a tee up.
Yes, I know. We got distracted on
this
big dog.
25 minutes of tee up.
We got distracted on big dog. Zach, we have to. Zach, let me go to my camera. Zach, thank you. This is unbelievable. Idoits, my camera's dead. Let me go to the center. Nope. Let me sneak over to Allie's camera. Zach, thank you.
It's touching me.
Thank you. Well, what he did is off the charts. We should find a way to make this public. Zach can help us with this. Let me tell you the categories.
What did he do?
Episode number. Wait. Let me just read it to you. Zach went through every episode, said episode number, date of upload, title of episode, guest, intro cover song, made up songs with time codes.
Oh my God, Zach!
And
Zach,
what key they're in?
Oh my God, wait, okay. Wow. Okay, first of all, Zach, if you're coming for Grant's job, you can have it.
You can have it, Zach.
And if you're coming for my job, you can also have that one.
What key they're in?
What key they're in is crazy.
Crazy!
Zach, that's like
wait, but
incredible.
Could he?
And even little notes like, apparently, in 2004, or 2024.
I was like, in 2004,
so
Zach.
In 2024, our Kill the Grinch Christmas episode, which was like our third episode, our intro cover song was White Christmas. And apparently, we sang Last Christmas as Kermit the Frog. And he notes that.
That sounds right to me.
What? Then.
Could he just use AI to?
I hope he did. Ooh. I hope he didn't work this hard, Zach. I hope he didn't work.
I have a feeling he did work this hard.
Wait, I'm so thankful.
This is amazing.
Awesome. For when we make an album.
We're not done. Episode number, date of upload, title, guest, intro cover song, made up songs, speed haikus. He went through and he wrote out all the speed haikus.
Zach, this is the greatest gift you could have ever given us.
Audience, unreal. Audience voice note. Name of person, what the problem was.
Oh my God. It's like, a proper database.
Do you remember? Okay, so someone didn't have, their friend wasn't taking shoes off in their house. Do you remember someone was recovering from eye surgery?
Yes, and they had to look all the way down.
Someone had an off-brand
down.
Roomba.
Whoa.
Oh, how to poop at work without getting interrupted.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay. Then, Grant's journal. What Grant wrote in his journal, including a bunch in a row that say, Es lunes, vamos lions! With the proper punctuation!
Oh my God.
the ranking of the brothers.
Of course. An overall ranking?
Also, recurring bits.
Oh my God.
Things like, have you ever heard of Trader Joe's Bacon Chicken Pizza?
Oh my God.
Things like, this is a STEM pod. Things like Subject Change Fairy, which we haven't had in a long time.
Well, we've been doing such a great job with the subjects.
Late take, did you know how they behave and are? Remember when we did you know's for a little bit?
That was fun.
That was fun. We should bring those back. Subject Change Fairy, STEM pod, how they behave and are, Zha, Zha, Zha.
Zha, Zha, Zha.
So crazy. And also notes, like the first brother ranking happened on episode 5.
What? We haven't been doing it the whole time?
I know. Episode 12 is the first time that I try to interrupt you before you rank us and do the compliment bit. It's unbelievable.
This is unbelievable, Zach.
It's unbelievable, Zach. Episode 17 is when the Adoits were named, or is when we talk about Idiot Group for Just Adoits. Episode...
Zach, if we ever accomplish anything
episode
at all...
Episode 21 is the first time the Adoits were named on episode 21. Zach, this is actually, like, flat out...
Unbelievable.
This is unbelievable.
And a wonderful gift to us. This people who have not put any recorded this in any way.
This is
except
unbelievable.
For recording the entire episode. That's... first of all, thank you.
Isn't that crazy?
Second of all, who's my favorite brother?
Okay. So now we're getting down to it. As of... Episode 66, which was last episode, which was quite a lot of farts. We're so sorry. We're trying to keep things serious today. Are we doing a good job keeping it serious?
We've been talking about the government.
We've been talking about our little government.
And that I'm rehoming my dog.
And that you're rehoming your dog, and that's great. Okay. 2026 total. Gabe, in the 11 episodes so far in 2026, has been number one 5 times.
Grant. Wait.
Has been number one 6 times. So far in 2026.
Wait, but what about the episodes where the...
Grant is the winner.
Zach, are you counting when we have a guest? Are you counting the winner of that, the second place one being the winner?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kobe was first place.
But Grant beat you.
Gabe is number one. Grant is number two.
Got it.
So then he's done the total of these things.
Oh my gosh.
Grand total for all episodes so far.
I'm so nervous because I'm going to be honest. I want it to be Grant.
In first place, with 33 wins over the second place total of 28 wins, so ahead by 5 episodes, is... Grant Gibbs.
Mom said.
Okay. And we will not have this be happening ever again. We won't Grant be winning ever again. We can't be doing that.
Okay, we'll be better then.
Okay. I'll try my little best. Okay, that is... This episode is kind of feeling a little bit structureless, but it's because I wanted to get to that and spend some time on that because we have to honor, and then I'll go to you in 1 second, Grant. We have to honor Zach's work. That is amazing. That's flat out amazing.
Better than a Wikipedia page, which we do not have.
No, I agree. And also, like, I get it. And this is again, a serious episode, but in the arms of...
I'll sing for you while you talk.
Thank you. Fly away. I don't know what the chords are. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. We do this crazy show and we're trying to build it. And it's makes it feel real when people are engaging with it in this way. Because it is just us being silly in a room. So it's kind of amazing. So thank you so much. Thank you, Zach. Al, do you have anything to say about it? How does it make you feel when you see that?
I love it.
Okay. Why don't you try that again?
I love it. Okay. In total earnest, I had tried to keep record of things going on in the podcast on Google Docs for the beginning of it and then lost track of that. And I'm a producer in my real life outside of these four walls. And having record of something is extremely useful.
It's useful. It's cool. It's really fun.
When we drop an album, we can go through Zach's list and be like, here are the songs that
we think were successful. This is amazing. So thank you. This is so fun. We should, we'll DM Zach. Can you DM Zach after this and say thank you?
I just DM'd him yesterday being like, yeah, I'll tell Gabe to, we'll answer your thing.
And see if there's a way to make it public so that other people, because we've had a couple DMs where people are like, hey, you wrote a stupid song about this in some episode.
People asking when things are, and I'm like, girl.
Let me look into it, but ask I don't know.
Ask AI.
Thank you so much. This has been such a crazy
episode. Grant's
we
Journal.
Need to do Grant's Journal. You're right. And we need to rank the brothers. Holy crap. We've just been rambling. What is your... Hold on. Let's rank these brothers. Because that's one of my favorite segments. I think it's like sort of a grounding presence in the show. And I think it's just really good for us to have that. Let's rank the brothers.
Whoa. Oh my God. Grant jumped in his desk.
It's time to rank the brothers. You had no idea this was coming so soon. Hey, it's time to rank the brothers. This week I will rank them one and two. It's ringing of the brothers.
What a crazy choice.
Grant was not paying attention, and when you hit the thing with the horns, he literally jumped in his chair.
Okay, this week's number one brother.
This week's number one brother is actually Grant, and here's why. I got a new purse.
Yes!
I got a new purse that can go crossbody or go like across your arm.
And
or
Grant
go.
Pretended to care?
He pretended to care for a long time.
My God.
I don't care about the purse, but I care about the technology that it provided.
Yeah, totally. But he stayed interested for
did
my-
Did I do a good job?
Totally. He stayed interested for my full tour of my new purse, which is kind of incredible.
Do you know how many times I've pretended to care and never been rewarded? Grant, should we talk about your journal?
Grant's journal.
Sterling silver, yeah.
Yesterday, I went to a birthday party at one of the parks on the west side.
Uh-huh.
And it was beautiful. It was foggy, et cetera.
So foggy on the west yesterday. It was awesome.
I was...
Really?
There were only two straight males there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And they were trying to light birthday candles.
How
and
many
was,
people?
And it was windy.
How many people were there total?
16.
It's a good ratio.
Great ratio.
And they couldn't get the birthday candles to light. And I was like, here, let me do it. Let me try to do it. I think I can get it. And they said, not the straight guy thinking he can do the birthday candles.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
Did you do it immediately?
I did get it. But the point is I was a joke of myself.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
A caricature
yeah.
of a straight man.
It happens fast.
Yeah.
It happens fast.
I said shit.
Yeah. Someone was trying to put in a new...
I got gagged, as they say.
Yeah, gagged, gooped, gooped and gagged, absolute gagged. Grant said, I got gagged, as they say. It's so good. Oh my God. Thank you so much for listening to this show. We're so glad you guys listen. We're so thankful. Thank you again to Zach for your help with organizing and documenting and being sort of leader of lore. Friends, may your March end well. 2026, girl, cook something.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on.
You forgot the second half of
when you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there's not a man.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, we love you. We're thankful. We've got more guests coming. We've got more things happening. And we will see you next week on another episode of this ridiculous show that we do. And to our youngest listeners, just one, because it's a serious episode.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?